Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we're going to look at the history of the church. So what do I mean by that? Well, first, let's take a look at the church around the world. One statistic informs us that there are 300,000 churches, that is congregations, local congregations across the United States. Another statistic tells us that if we go out to the globe and look around the world, we're looking at 37 million churches, local congregations across the globe. I have a simple mile commute to work, and over that mile commute, I go by 4 churches. I used to live up in Lancaster, and as I would drive around in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I tended to count silos. These would be the grain and the corn silos attached to farms, and churches. I don't know how many of the 37 million churches in the world were in Lancaster, but a lot of them were up there. Archaeologists tell us that the oldest church dates back to 230 AD. This is in northern Jordan. It's a fascinating building. It's actually underground, and there's an inscription on the floor. Remember, this is the time of persecution. This is the time where the church and Christians are persecuted by the Roman Empire. And so this is literally an underground church building that was built. And there inscribed in the floor is this inscription, the 70 beloved by God. So there it is, this congregation of 70 people dating back to the 200s AD. Of course, the earliest churches were actually house churches, and they were synagogues where the members of the synagogue converted to Christianity and it became a church. And since those churches, they have spread all around the globe. And many local churches have fascinating histories. The church I grew up in, we had church first and Sunday school afterwards, and it turns out that goes all the way back to the beginnings. It was a circuit church. What that meant was the pastor preached there and had another church at which he preached. And so he preached at this church first, and they had to have their service early, and then he'd hop on his horse and ride to the next town and preach there. And so that tradition stuck. I recently spoke at a church that had a fascinating history. This church was founded in 1942. It was founded by a student of J. Gresham Machen. This man, his name is Henry Welbin, went to Princeton as a student and was with Machen for 1 year, the academic year 1928 to 29. And when Machen in 29 left Princeton and went across the Delaware River and founded Westminster Theological Seminary, Henry Welbin went with him. He graduated in 1932 from Westminster, pastored a few churches. He sided with Machen in the dispute over missions within the Presbyterian Church, and for that he found himself in hot water with his churches after a few years. Finally, in 1942, he planted this church where I spoke, celebrating its 75th anniversary. And this pastor himself has an interesting history. He pastored it for decades, and then when the Korean War broke out, all of a sudden, these black sedans pulled up to his house and he disappeared. He had grown up in Korea, was a son of missionaries. And so during the Korean War, he worked for the CIA as a spy. And after the Korean War, he went back to planting churches again. And so here is this fascinating history of this local church. And as you look at these 300,000 churches across the United States and these 37 million churches across the world, one thing we know is that these churches likely all have interesting histories. And those churches that are faithful to God's word and faithful to proclaiming his word, we know that not only do they have interesting histories, but they are histories that ultimately tell the story of the faithfulness of God. So as you think about your local church and you think about your local congregation, what is its history? Maybe you can be the local church historian, and maybe you can uncover some rather fascinating and interesting facts and ideas from the history of your church. Every church has a history. What's the history of your church? I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. I have time for a bonus quote, actually a bonus poem from John Bunyan. Thus far did I come, laden with my sin. nor could aught ease the grief that I was in, till I came hither. What a place is this! Must here be the beginning of my bliss? Must here the burden fall from off my back? Must here the strings that bound it to me crack? Blessed cross, blessed sepulcher, blessed rather be the man that there was put to shame for me.